Anyway, my trivia question, I'll throw that out again. Maybe somebody's going to know it. I do have an open board. This is the anniversary of Saturday Night Live, as I mentioned, 30th anniversary today, premiered 1975. I want to know, who was that first guest host on Saturday Night Live? And it is not the person who did the most guest host appearances either. So if you know that, if you know both those, that'd be fantastic. That'd be great. Anyway, back to the phones here. Warren from Chicago, which one are you talking about?
Oh, man, I'm wrestling with that question. Who was the first host of Saturday Night
the
Live?
The first guest host of Saturday Night Live 30 years ago. Can you believe it's been 30 years?
30 years.
I might have watched that first show.
I remember being in college and every Sunday, you would hear people just on campus, you know, spouting these weird little phrases that they... And you know, it was always like, what are they talking about? Where did that little phrase come from? And they were all, you know, spouting the Saturday Night Live stuff.
Exactly. Oh yeah, it was. It amazes me that show was able to go 30 years too. You think how hard that is?
Yeah.
When you know, it's they have long since changed cast. Obviously,
they've changed cast again and again and again and again. Yeah.
Do you know who the longest person has been in the Saturday Night Live cast? Now, that's an interesting question, too. And I believe
the tallest person?
No.
Longest
not
the tallest.
I think Chevy Chase might be the tallest, but I'm not even sure.
It might be
about
Chevy
that.
Chase.
Yeah, I don't. It's not Belushi. I'm pretty sure about that. So, but
the longest person who was on the cast the longest.
The longest. Most years in the cast, and it is actually, I can tell you, it's 10 consecutive seasons, okay?
10 years.
Ten years, and I believe this person is still with the cast, too, so if that helps you, I can give you that hint.
Oh, it's one of the newer breed.
Yeah, I think
so.
Oh, man,
that's tough.
I think this guy, you would know who this is, though.
Really tough, though, man.
Yeah, he's still with the cast. Yeah, he is.
Well, then you're going to have to tell me something.
All right, I'm going to go ahead and tell this one because it's not technically my trivia question. I'm kind of cheating there. But it's Daryl Hammond. Daryl Hammond. Daryl Hammond. He does a great Clinton. And he does a great Chris Matthews, too. I don't know if you've seen him do that, but he does an awesome stuff like that. I don't watch
him. My hat is off to anybody who can, you know, do that for 10 years.
Incidentally, there's somewhat controversy here because Al Franken has also been credited for 12 seasons, but it was split apart, and he actually did only 140 episodes as in being in the cast. So he was a writer for a while and apparently not in the cast. And so
I think we have to give it to Al Franken.
You would give it to Al Franken then, okay.
Franken did some great, great stuff.
I got you. There you go.
I really like him as a comedian of many talents.
He's a talk show competitor. We don't talk about him here on the Sloan Ranger Show. That's why
that's true. He's competition.
He was disqualified on that basis, yeah.
He's not near as good as the Sloan Ranger,
though. I see here where Rush Limbaugh has even 29 seasons, but we're not counting that either. That's no way. Absolutely not. No. Yeah, it's kind of cool. It's just amazing to me how the show has gone on that long and just much influence it has had.
Well, it could have died. You know, there were seasons when the ratings dipped, and it could have died, but I think they had a lot of foresight to keep it going.
Most controversial moment on Saturday Night Live.
It had to be Sinead O'Connor ripping up the Pope's photo, right?
Bingo. That's it. I mean, voted easily number one, 1992. She picked up a picture of John Paul II.
Mm-hmm.
No idea. Ripped it in half and shouted, "Fight the real enemy." Okay? This is... Sinead.
I find that pretty inspiring, really.
Yeah.
What
does she have against it? I don't... You know, NBC had refused to even give out the footage of that performance, okay? They wouldn't give it out. It was just they never had any more controversy than that. I have no idea what the heck she was thinking in some ways. Just kind of, I guess she didn't attend. Probably didn't get an invite to the funeral.
The concept is seeing the Catholic Church as misogynist, you know.
Is that what it is?
Whether you agree with it or not, I think that was the bottom line for her, you know.
Yeah, I guess it Could have been worse. You could have ripped up Jesus then or something, I suppose.
Oh, yeah, right. No, she's not ripping up Jesus. She's exactly. just ripping up the Pope, which is
exactly.
a totally different thing. Yeah.
It definitely was number one on the list. So, and the most, the host with the most appearances, whatever, the most guest host appearances would be, do you have any idea who that is?
Well, I don't want to say Steve Martin. That would be too obvious.
Well, that's too bad. It is the obvious in this case. He's also the one most people guess did the first one, but he did not do the first one.
I thought the Coneheads were the host with the most appearances. Wasn't it the Coneheads? I mean,
no.
I seem to remember a lot of Coneheads.
No, it was not the Coneheads. You're thinking of John Goodman. And he did 12, but he's not.
John Goodman did 12.
John Goodman did 12, Alec Baldwin with 11, Buck Henry with 10, Chevy Chase with 8, Tom Hanks with 7. Elliot Gould is up there, actually. He has 6. So
they must have just liked his style.
Yeah, the cast would tend to go back to people they liked, so that is true.
Mm-hmm.
Coneheads is interesting because they made a movie. That's one of the. There was a Coneheads movie.
A movie I still have not seen,
Yeah, me neither. It's not, number one movie that split off Saturday Night Live is still Blues Brothers. That's considered.
But you know what? They could do something with the Coneheads. They just need to mix it with another franchise, like Coneheads versus Predator. Now, that I might pay some money to go see,
Versus what?
Coneheads versus Alien versus Predator.
Oh, versus Predator. Oh, yeah, that'd be good.
Or maybe Coneheads versus Muppets in Space,
Or a Star Trek episode, even.
Yeah.
You're stretching, man.
And yeah, you got to figure out which Star Trek the Coneheads would best fit in with, though.
It's got to be the classic one. It's got to be the Shatner. It's got to be...
So that means William Shatner, gets to... Gets the romance, the cute Conehead teenage daughter. I guess that's what would have to happen.
You are obsessed with Coneheads, and I'm not going to ask why. All right, because I think we're on a dangerous thing. But I will tell you.
This is the first time anyone's ever accused me of being obsessed with Coneheads.
Well, it's not good. It's not good. I remember the Coneheads episode. My favorite one was the Halloween night. Okay, so everybody thought that it might be even the first Conehead because they really thought they were in costume. They thought their costumes were great or something like that. And what were they? They were giving out beer, stuff like this, as the Halloween treats. I just thought.
Here is some alcohol.
Here is
a grain
product for you. And grain alcohol product for you. Oh, yeah, classic stuff. Hey, appreciate the call. I'm due for a break.
Florian.
I'm getting flagged down here big. I got to put it in reverse, and we will take a break and be right back taking your calls with more of this Lone Ranger after these messages.